The song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. Sing.
We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Sing it again.
Get ready to recharge your destiny with Pastor Don. I bet you will never remain the same after this time of refreshment in his presence. Now, here is Pastor Don.
Very briefly, I'm going to be sharing with us on one of my assignments in ministry. And I believe, God, that after this meeting, as we get into September, things you have been looking for in the past 8 months will locate your life in a hurry. Yeah. That amen is suffering from malaria. Yeah. If you don't know how to smile, go home, pick a mirror, lock yourself in the toilet, and start rehearsing how to smile. Because any moment from now, laughter will besiege your family. I said, laughter will locate you wherever you are. The same things that cost you sorrow, they are the same things that will cost you laughter. Let's bow down our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you because your presence is already here. Do what no man can do. I hide myself behind the cross. Let the cross be seen. Let the blood speak. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. This morning I like to complete what Pastor Jerry started on Friday. He started a message that got me afraid, and I was asking God, what is happening? He called it the anointing for increase. And this morning I want to share with us on what I title the blessings of the Father. The blessings of the Father. Join me, let's go to the book of Malachi chapter 4. We read verse 6. The last verse of the Old Testament. A very serious warning to the family. Malachi chapter 4 verse 6. From the contemporary English version, it says, he will lead children and parents to love each other more, so that when I come, I won't bring doom to the land. King James said, he will turn the heart of the fathers to their children, and that of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Let's go over to Genesis 49. Genesis 49, I read from verse 1 to verse 4. Jacob called his sons together and said, my sons, I am Jacob, your father Israel. Come, gather around as I tell you your future. Verse 3. Reuben, you are my oldest son, born at the peak of my powers. You were an honored leader. Verse 4, uncontrollable as flood, you will not succeed in your life. You slept with my wife and disgraced my bed. And so you no longer deserve the place of honor. The Father's blessing. Where we read in the book of Malachi says that the heart of the fathers has to be turned back to that of the children, and that of the children back to their fathers. If not, a curse will come upon their land. Hear me today. We live in an age where the gospel of curses is spreading. Where people sweep and they inhale dust and they have a stuffy nose and they call it the demon kata. Where everything is traced is a sign to a curse. Yes, I believe there are people that are cursed. I know that there are families that are cursed. We've been involved in breaking several of them. But today I want to show you one of the most dangerous curses a man can get. Is the curse that comes from the mouth of a father to a son, and that from a mother to a daughter. Everywhere you go today, you discover that curses are flying in the air. And today we have people who cannot say what is wrong with their lives. And I ask today, what is the state of your heart? Anytime there's a conflict between fathers and children, a curse is being attracted. Anytime you begin to nurse grudges and offenses in your heart against the people that gave birth to you, you are courting disaster. The Bible says, if the hearts of the fathers and the children are not reconciled, a curse is coming. And hear me, when a man places a curse, God will lift. But when God brings a curse, I wonder who will lift it up. And I've come to discover that, especially in families, curses are flying from the house, from the bedroom to the parlor, from the parlor to the kitchen, from upstairs to downstairs. Curses are flying. Show me a man that is moving around in circles, but is making no progress. He's making movement, but there's no progress. I will show you a man without the blessing of a father behind him. Show me a young girl that is up to the age of marriage and husbands, men will come, hover around her and leave her and leave and marry another. I will show you a lady whose mother sings a national anthem to her. When are you going to get married? This house no be for you. Your mates are getting married. No blessing on her head. It's on record today that in every prison in the world, there's an African. More so a Nigerian. Because we release our children out with curses. Show me a young boy who reads and reads. The best examination he takes is the one that will be seized. And I'll show you someone without the blessing of a father. What is the blessing? My brother interpreted it on Friday, and he said, the blessing is the ability to be productive. The ability to use what you have, and then you move forward with it. There are people you can locate in the midst of abundance, and yet they will suffer. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, the Bible says, and God blessed them, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And God blessed them. In the Garden of Eden, there was food, there was water, there was shelter. What other blessing was God giving to them? Isaac, while he was blessing Jacob, had riches, had lands, had cattle. He never gave Jacob one. He only pronounced a blessing. The words of his mouth. The tragedy of my generation today is that fathers are dying with their blessings and leaving their sons empty. And I tell sons, get that blessing before they go. Because that blessing is backed up by a covenant. Hear me. A man can leave riches and inheritance for his children. Without a covenant, that riches will kill that child. Whether or not there's a landed property or cattle, give a covenant to a young man, He will stand the tragedies of life any day. Isaac was given all. He was also given a covenant. And in the day when famine came and took away all the inheritance, he wanted to run. And the God of heaven said, there's a covenant behind you. Stay in this land. You are going to prosper. While others were drying up in the land of famine, because of a covenant transferred from a father to a son, the son could not die in famine. While others were going down, he was coming up. Today, a covenant will speak over your life. Curses are flying everywhere. Thank God for Tuesday. Mothers will have praying and fasting, but they are the people that specialize in curses. In fact, they manufacture curses. Some children, from as they are crawling, the moment they break a glass or scatter things, the next thing that comes on their head is a curse. It's a curse. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11, by the mouth of the wicked, the nation is destroyed, but it is exalted by the mouth of the righteous. What have you spoken over your child? What have you been speaking over your child? Over your children? You discover curses are flying everywhere. Can you imagine a child 1 year, 2 years, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, up to 18 years, every week, every month of his life, a curse has been released on his head. Where we read in the book of Genesis, Jacob called his children and he started with his first son. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. The excellency of dignity and power. And he said, you will not excel. You are unstable as water. That was the blessing a man gave the first son. And today you hear people calling their children ewu, monkey, onyeberibe, foolish. I had one woman call her son Ozu. Ozu means corpse. I saw a lady flogging the child and he would say, you will not kill me, you will die before me. I called the woman that called her son Ozu and I said, come, because in front of my house is a mortuary. I showed her. I said, look inside that place. She saw the place and saw where they packed corpses like locks of wood. And she shouted, the blood of Jesus. I said, why are you pouring the blood now? I said, that is where your son will be. He said, is that not mortuary? She said, yes. I said, your son will be there. He said, pastor, why are you cursing me? I said, I didn't curse you. I heard you call your son corpse, and that's where he's going to end up. And the woman said, no, that boy is stubborn. That boy, you have started again. A woman brought her child in Calabar to me and said, pastor, pray for my son. You know they hear. I said, what's his name? She told me. I called the boy's name. He said, sir. I said, madam, you're here. You're here. He said, no, sir. His ears are for fancy. This one, no, he's stubborn. I said, I called the name again. The boy answered me. I said, madam, you can't say he doesn't hear. He hears. He said, I don't know this kind of child. Sometimes I even wonder if I get back to this child. I said, then we need to question you. But I told her, I said, listen, you are trying to tell me that this boy is stubborn. I said, no problem, you are blessed. She said, pastor, I'm not joking. I said, you are blessed. With a stubborn child? I said, yes. No family is complete without a stubborn child. It's a gift. Because only the violent manifest in the days of violence. There are people that come to look for your trouble. When they understand that there's someone in that family who doesn't hear, they will respect themselves. All you need to do is to channel that energy in the right direction. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Every child is a gift. Isaiah 18 says, I and the children God has given to me are for signs and wonders. Living Bible interprets it by saying, I and the children God has given to me, we have symbolic names to show the different natures of God. And today people are throwing up. The one that grieves my heart is elders, pastors, church workers, who take the oil of church work, the anointing that the oil poured on their head, they combine it with the office of fatherhood and motherhood, and they put a curse on their children. I don't know who will break that one. And that's why you have fathers in church worshiping God, their children are dancing a willow outside. When last did you put a blessing on your child? When last did you bless your child and call your child, my son, he shall be well with you? We were told in those days when we were small that when people are leaving the village to go to the town, their mother or their father will call them and say, give me your hand. He will spit into it and say, my son, as you go, you will come back. It shall be well with you. Is that correct?
Yes.
When last did you bless your child? You release your child with a curse. They are on holidays now. When school opens and they are going to school, new term, new sandal, new uniform, new handbag. As he's going, this is the blessing the mother will release to him. New sandal, you're looking fine now. When you're coming back tomorrow, throw away the sandal, you hear? Forget your bag for school, you hear? After I go buy another one. When others they read, make you they play. After 3 days, the same child will come back. Where is your sandal? I don't know where it is. He has forgotten it in school. Because the words you have spoken, you have the nature of God, they will not come back to you without fulfilling what they were sent to do. My generation has been tied by the mouth of fathers. And it grieves my heart. And they struggle and struggle. Go to the West, go to Europe. Everywhere you go, you see gifted African children as taxi drivers. You see gifted young people washing plates in restaurants, struggling to make ends meet because curses do not respect boundaries. When last did you bless your child? When last did you lay hands and say, my child, it shall be well with you? I preached in one of the Redeemed Christian Church of God mission parishes in Lagos, Mafoloku, and they gave me a book about Pastor Deboye. I read in one of those chapters, the title of the book is Somebody Shout Hallelujah. And I read in one of these chapters, the first time he was leaving for school, the mother called him and said, my son, come. Held his hand and said, my son, as you're going out, my God will be with you. And then he said, look at my face. As he was looking at the face of the mother said, one day you will call one person and 10 people will answer you. A father's blessing. Do you have it? There's one particular curse that people release on their children. One English word. Who can tell me? Idiot. Idiot is not an animal. Idiot means someone without the ability to reason well. That's how the Webster Dictionary defines idiots. And the Bible says, whatever name Adam called them, they answered. And that's why your children will grow up to show you what idiot means. When they are supposed to be buying a wrapper for you, they are still stealing from your pocket. Because you have tied them. When last did you bless your children? When last? My father has a tradition. He's coming here very soon. When he comes and you see my father and my mother, when you shake him the first time, shake him the second time for me. And I'll tell you why. What has located me on this altar today is the blessing of a father. I don't know how many of my mates are on the altars where God has placed me. But it's not as a result of being smart. It's just two things. The favor of God and the blessing that is walking behind me. Every January, first week, it doesn't cross first week. As many of us are children in the house that comes back, we come to my dad's office. My mother will be the receptionist. The office is closed. People are gone. My mother will be receptionist. And all of us will come in. I will come into that office with my wife. She will usher us into my father's office. My father is already seated. We will sit in front of his table. He will ask me questions. Now, what did you achieve last year? Any mistakes last year? What do you want to achieve this year? Where are you going from here? After discussing with him, my father will rise up. I will kneel down with my wife. He will put his two hands on our heads and he will start prophesying. Nah, that's what he calls me. My Igbo name is Namdi. And he said, nah, you will be greater than me. The mistakes I saw in ministry, you will not see it. The places I could not enter, you will enter there. Your mates will always be behind you, and they will be following you where you lead. The ministry I have gotten into, the God that I serve, is the same God that will take you higher than he took me. He will prophesy and prophesy and prophesy. When he's tired, I will leave with my wife. The next person will come in with his own wife. When last did you bless your children? And that's why they are busy breaking everything in the house. Some of them give. I had a man who called who nicknamed the son Destroyer. And everything in the house will be destroyed. Jacob called the son and said, you will not excel. How many of you know that from the tribe of Reuben, there was no judge, there was no king, there was no warrior? The people that gave Moses trouble were from his tribe. In the land of Israel, when they go for war, every tribe will bring out men. And when they come back, they will take statistics of the casualties. And when they begin to check such things, Moses observed a trend. And he discovered, for example, that from the tribe of Judah, there will be 20 men that died. From the tribe of Naphtali, 30 men that died. From the tribe of Gad, 40 men that died. From the tribe of Reuben, 200 men that died. His men were dying. Women were becoming widows at an early age. Children were becoming fatherless because of a father's curse. And Moses observed what was happening. In the tribe of Reuben, they were going down. They were decreasing instead of increasing. And one day, Moses came out and he called out Reuben in Deuteronomy 33 verse 6. And he said, Reuben, you will not die. Your men shall not be few. He activated the oil of priesthood, standing on the authority given to him. And he revoked that curse that was put on the head of Reuben. This morning, the last day of August, I manifest on this altar, activating the oil of priesthood, coming by the name that is exalted above every other name, having access by the blood that speaketh better things than that of Abel. I come and manifest over your life and over your destiny, and I prophesy over your life, over your family, over your children. You shall not die. Your men shall not be few. You shall not die. Your men shall not be few. You shall not die. Your men shall not be few. Your blessing shall not be few. Your promotion shall not be few. Your increase shall not be few. Your glory shall not be few. Your opportunity shall not be few. Your greatness shall not be few. Lift your hand and shout amen 3 times. Come on. Give it to him. Whatever you have lost from this altar today, we'll recover it back to you. Wherever your sons have gone to, from this altar today, I recover them back to you. Whatever opportunities you have lost from this altar today, they are waiting for you again. I said they are waiting for you again. Hear me, from today, as we enter the last quarter of this year, it shall be the bottom pot, the sweetest part of the pot. It shall be the one that you will eat and you will smile. Dancing is coming back to your house. Laughter is coming to your face. You will sing a new song. Somebody is about to dance. I don't know who that person is, but somebody is about to dance. If you're that person, lift your hand and shout, yeah! Whatever you have carried from your ancestry, we have a better ancestry connected to the bloodline of Jesus. Hear me today. Whatever that has been an obstacle to your increase in life, from this altar today, they are terminated in the name of Jesus. The blessings of a father. Please take your seat. My God, let me balance this thing a little bit and close. No responsible father will bless an irresponsible son. It's not possible. For every young person here today, there is something you must get, and that thing is the blessing. Deposited in the stomach of a father, every mother, is a blessing. Whether your father is an Ambrose, I don't care. You cannot take away the right of fatherhood from him. God deposited it there for you to use. You must go back and get it. But for you to get it, there's a price. And the price is service. Service. You must serve. In the book of Proverbs chapter 20 verse 20, the Bible records, he that curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. I read that scripture, I became afraid. He that curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in obscure darkness. Talking about confusion in life and premature death. And young people are wasting today because of the grudge they have in their heart against somebody connected to them by blood. Serve. When you serve, it naturally flows out. Some of you sleep and your mother will sweep the room where you slept. You have become too big to wash your father's car. Today we have people, you are in Bini, eating fried rice, eating chicken, drinking wine, drinking juice. Your parents in the village are smoking gari. The only time you remember them, Christmas, you will gather things, rice, beans, provisions. You go home, you stay with them, and you finish it with them. In January, you say, I will send message. And that's why the year will lock up. When I read that scripture, I asked myself a question. The person that honors his father and his mother, what will happen to him? Then I understood the scripture that is written, honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long and it shall be well with you. And hear me, when it was written, it was not conditional to your father's behavior. It was not conditional whether they are good fathers or not. It's not conditional. You must go back and serve, because you will not remain there forever. Everything you do there is a seed waiting for harvest. I served my father like a slave till now. There are times our programs will clash. He will say, now where are you going? I say, I'm going somewhere. He said, I have a program that I can't attend to. Can you go there? I cannot say no, sir. Never. Sometimes his drivers are not available. I will become his driver. There are times they invite both of us to some churches together to minister. When it's time to get to church, I'll go to his room. I will polish his shoe, arrange his dresses, order his books. And when he comes out, he will say, oh, now you've taken care of it. God bless you. What you have inside that God bless you, you can't find it in any supermarket. Service. There are some of these things. If you are with a mother like my own, you won't have rest. My mother is a workaholic. The only time you can sleep and have some rest is when he has traveled, when she travels. But you will keep working. And if you have a mother like that, she's training you. She's developing your stamina. I will do all the ironing and do everything. On Saturdays, she will bring all the clothes. I will iron and iron. When I think the thing is finishing, I'm about to go out, she will bring another one. You know, some of these mothers, these ones that are wearing canopy on their head, they can be troublesome. You will walk all day, they will pretend they didn't see it. It's that time you want to rest that they will come and say, oh yeah, come and do this. Do I have a witness here? Do it while it lasts. Because after I've done that, later in the night when they bring some food, I will have an extra meat for compensation. But serve. Serve. When I read that scripture, I said, my God, the first month goes, I give my first fruit out. The second month, I buy something, either February or March, I will gather them. He that curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out. The person who blesses, what will happen? Then I will gather things. February or March, I will take it to my father's house and say, Daddy, I brought this as a blessing. Please bless me. He will say, go inside and call your mother. My mother will come out and see the thing. My father will say, look at what now his family brought. My mother will start speaking in tongues. My father will rise up again. I will kneel down. He said, nah, you will never go down. Your mates can never measure up with you. You will never lack. What you desire, God will do it. Because of you, my heart is glad. God will keep gladness in your portion. He will prophesy, and when I'm through with that, I will go. I will buy another set and go to Abba, where my father-in-law is. I will take it to him. He calls me my big son. And when I come, he has a bad leg. Each time I bring it, he will say, big son, come. I will kneel down. His own is to curse my enemies. He said, eh? Big son, you have removed sweat from my face in old age. You have given me laughter. Anybody that causes you pain, may heaven collapse on that person. Their family will not see good. If you look for my trouble, your case is settled. I don't need to pray. When I finish, I will buy another set and go to my pastor. I believe in submitting to authority. And I'll tell him, anytime I'm not in church, it's because I'm in the field, but I need your covering. And he will pray, Lord, no demon will stand before this one. No power. As he calls upon you, you will answer. You will give speed to his prayers. He will prophesy, and once I'm through with that, I am set for the year. And that's why I tell people, failure lost my address several years back. Even if I want to fail, it's too late. Because there are things that push me, and they push me into success. If the heart of the father is not restored to the son, some of you here are grieved, carrying offenses against your parents. I close with this story. When my wife was delivering our baby, I followed her to the hospital. From 5 p.m. till 1 a.m., I was there in the hospital with her, massaging her waist, massaging her legs. I will massage the waist and massage the waist. She will say, it's now on the legs. I will come to the leg and massage. She will say, it is back to the waist. I will come there. She will say, it's that, until my own began to contract. When it was time, the midwife came and said, oh yeah, madam, let's go to the delivery room. I followed her. And the nurse looked at me and said, Oga, where are you going? I said, what kind of question is that? We're going to deliver. You're asking me where we are going. He said, no, Oga, man, no, they enter there. I said, for where? I will be there alive. One man sitting by the side looked at me and said, Oga, go to the shop and buy stout and cool tension. I said, you don't understand. The woman entered. My wife entered first. The woman entered and slammed the door on me. I stood at the door waiting for the doctor to come. Oh God, thank God for this size. The man came. He said, Pastor, what's the problem? Why are you blocking the way? I said, I want to go in. I want to be there. He said, no problem. Come in. He knocked on the door and the nurse said, who is that? He said, it's me. They know the voice of the doctor. So she opened. As doctor entered, I entered. She looked at me. I said, Tah. And the doctor said, oh yeah, Pastor, go and hold the shoulders of your wife while I do my job. And right there, I was holding the shoulders of my wife. I saw pain with my eyes. Pain. The thing will come. My wife will shout, Jesus. I will shout, Holy Ghost. All the tongues in my mouth finished. The doctor will say, take it easy. And he will say, it's coming. Push. My wife will be pushing. I will be pushing. My muscles were contracting. Now listen to this. When the child came forth, they put the child in a weighing machine, took her weight, and then gave me my daughter. And I took her up in my arms with those bloodstains and began to prophesy over her life. You need to encounter that girl. If she asks you a question, you better answer well, because she will use it against you someday. And after that, while I was doing that, I saw them carry buckets. And they said, there's another one coming out. They called it placenta. I saw them use buckets to collect blood. Blood was rushing. No wonder they said, life is in the blood. And I saw them collect blood. And the same child, the mother would take back home. When the child has catarrh, the mother will put her mouth in the nose and suck it out. Sometimes the father will carry the child so that the mother can sleep. And this child grows up 15, 16, 17 years, begins to develop breasts. If he's a guy, he begins to develop chest. The same mother will say, come and fetch water. He will say, mommy, leave me, I'm tired. You're pointing hands at the blood that brought you forth. And that is why when they say idiot or stupid boy, it's rooted in that blood, and it will come on your head like a stamp. Wherever you go, it will follow you. And that's why people are struggling where they are not supposed to struggle. But today, it is written, if the heart of the father is not restored to the son, and that of the children back to their fathers, a curse will come upon their land. I am here today that curses may be uprooted. A young girl in Port Harcourt met me and said, pastor, pray for me. I laid hands on her head. I saw a man standing like this. I saw a young lady standing like this. I removed my hand. I called her. Where is your father? She said, please, pastor, don't mention my father. I hate my father. I said, why? She said, my father raped me when I was 16 years. And raped her 4 more times. She ran out. She's married with her son, 3 years old. The father has never seen the husband or the son. And here she is in school. They cannot eat. The husband, who is an architect, for 3 years has not been able to execute one contract. He's begging for food. I told her, go back and mend with your father. Buy things and send it to him. Forgiving him does not set him free. It sets you free. She went and told the husband, and the husband, they bought things, did a tibor, traditional wear for Rivers people, took to her father, and her father looked at it and said, since when did you start giving me gifts? She got angry, and the husband said, remember what pastor said, kneel down and tell papa to bless you. And the lady knelt down. The husband knelt by the side and said, papa, please bless us. The man said, okay, no problem. I don't know what to do now, and I don't bless you now. I go well with you. May God bless you. Anything where you do, make it work. The man didn't know what he was doing, but he was pouring out his heart. Just 3 months later, that young man hit a 5 million naira contract. And today they are living in a personal house. Let the heart of the children go back to the fathers, and fathers back to their children. Let's bow down our heads. I don't know who you are that I am sent for. But if you know your heart is heavy, as I'm talking now, you understand. There's bitterness, there's heaviness in your heart against your father or your mother, an uncle or your auntie, senior brother or senior sister, somebody who is connected to you by blood. And here you are. Over the years, you have carried it. Some of you are married, some of you are not married. But here today, before God can restore you, he must restore your relationship. Before your blessings come, the witch is not your problem. The wizard is not your problem. We are the problem. We have put a hedge to the increase that is coming. But today, let that curse be lifted. I don't know who you are, whose heart is bitter. When you look back, you regret ever being connected to these people. I am sent here for you. Wherever you are, meet me at this altar right now, because it's a day of restoration. Locate yourself very fast to this altar right now. You know yourself. Move it very fast. Move it very fast. And as you come, remember, what has happened and begin to set them free. You must go back and release that which you have locked. If you're coming, come very fast. If you're a father or mother and you have one child that grieves you, I'd like you to stand and join them. You, with your mouth, you have destroyed those children. You must recover them back with your mouth. I'm going to call our Papa, who is the angel of this house. He will stand like Moses. I don't know what you have carried. I don't know what they have put on your shoulders. But it is written, it shall come to pass on that day, the burden shall be lifted from their shoulder, the yoke shall be broken from their neck. This is the day that was prophesied. Lift up your hands wherever you are, as I call Papa to please come and release that blessing that you desire. Thank you, sir.
Those of you that are out, you know what happened. As much as it's reasonably practicable, go back and make amend. You've broken your father's heart, and you know it. When he's still alive, go back and make amend. Father, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. You care for our success. You want the best for our lives. For he that is often being reproved and hardeneth his heart shall suddenly be destroyed and without remedy. We have heard your words. Give grace to your people to act appropriately. Now, by the mandate of heaven, I declare that every load placed on you, they are rolled away. Yeah. Today, as the man of God has said, is the expiration date of every aggression, of every spirit of setback, the spirit of taking one step forward and two backwards, the spirit of going through life in circles and making no progress, they are removed from your life. Sunshine come upon you. By the mandate of heaven, I proclaim that the snare is broken. In the name of Jesus, go and do exploit. Go and make progress. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Believe you've been blessed by this message. Share your testimonies with us. And for further inquiries or counseling, contact Family Circle Ministries Incorporated, Family Circle Center, off Obe Street, behind 41 Amokwe Street, P.O. Box 468, Uwani Enugu, phone 080-3340-1929, 080-5246-0806. Email greatdonjr@yahoo.com. We are available for conferences, crusades, and conventions. It is done. God bless you.